Blog Talk Radio.
Divine, all blessed,
peace and love, joy and prosperity, evolutionary, revolutionary unity and community. You are now listening live and in archive to the Divine Prince, Pan-African spiritualist, practitioner, author, and advisor, Udu Obeya Bokor, sharing with you in all things spiritual, mystical, metaphysical, cosmic, universal, evolutionary, revolutionary, from a Pan-African hoodoo world spiritualist perspective, understanding that all is indeed a blessing. If you can just see beyond the veil, for it is all just an illusion and a test, and one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. This is my constant prayer, my mantra, my affirmation, reverberation, my reiteration, and my reality. And it is crucial to the very foundation of my understanding, teaching, my walk, and my work along this divine life path and journey. It is how I, the Divine Prince, make sense out of all that we are challenged with here in our daily existence on Mother, Father, Earth. And it is my personal place of power and understanding, the place from where I begin and the place from where I crystallize and realize all endeavors, understanding that I and I alone create and co-create my divine destiny, and I alone create and co-create my divine reality. And so it is, Ashe. Today is Friday, April 15th, some would say tax day, 2011, and I am emanating and vibrating with you and for you live and in archive, virtually, verbally, cosmically, quantum universally from the working temple of the house of the Divine Prince, Tiameka, in the legendary, historic, and beautiful city of New Orleans, Louisiana. The land of my ancestors and those who came before me along this spiritualist hoodoo Obeya life path and journey, passing down the great Obeya stick and the knowledge of the healing, life-giving herbs, roots, plants, and rituals. Do join me live and in archive here Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, 12 noon U.S. Central Standard Time here on Blog Talk Radio for the Power Lunch, and also on Wednesday evenings, 7 p.m. U.S. Central Standard Time for the House of the Divine Prince, live and in archive from New Orleans, Louisiana, here on Blog Talk Radio. My listen-in and call-in number is area code 347-215-8967, 347-215-8967. Please do call in patiently with your question, comment, or request, and I will be more than happy to address you as time and spirit do allow. Remember my website where I can be reached utilizing various means, virtually 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, operating in 360 degrees of well-documented revelation and manifestation, is www.houseofthedivineprince.com. And do recognize the many other qualified ministers, spiritualists, psychics, practitioners, astrologers, numerologists who can be located via the various virtual temple groups beginning in the center of the first page of my website. Also on my main Keen profile at www.keen.com/divine-plus-friends. And again, at my website, houseofdivineprince.com, where you will find my House of Divine Prince Keen groups, We Are True Friends, Divine Intervention, Divine Joy and Prosperity, Divine Love and Relationships, Divine Manifestation, Divine Revelation, and Guiding Voices of Divination. And again, I want to reiterate my open invitation to join these groups if you are a practitioner of any Pan-African and world tradition, beginners as well as more advanced experts. Please do click on the individual links for my virtual temple groups, and I will be more than happy to assist you in moving forward. I also do offer other services to assist in moving practitioners forward in their ministries. So do feel free to contact me, as Aminti has done, as many others have done, and I will be more than grateful to assist you. I want you to also be mindful of the powerful voices featured in the King's Chamber and the Queen's Chamber of my website, respectively, Reverend Majati Baruti and Uja Temple Ministries. The Roof Garden can be found in the King's Chamber of my website, teaching the worship of the African goddess, an evangelistic effort at promoting respect, worship, reverence for the sacred African feminine goddess and her divine presence among people of African descent, with hosts Reverend Majati Baruti and Susan Mitchell. You will there also find Temple of the Enlightened Mind, spirituality with an emphasis on raising your level of consciousness with Big Steve. I've known Big Steve since about 1990-91. And I do ask for your continued love and support for these brethren in the King's Chamber of my website. Also show your love and support for these powerful voices, supporters, and vendors in the Queen's Chamber of my website, Divine Bonterre, one of my very powerful godmothers and elders. I spoke with her on the phone yesterday. She's actually rebuilding her temple in Atlanta, Georgia. So she is more than available at this time to receive your consultation calls. So do feel free to click on her link and make an appointment. The Queen Mother only works by appointment. She is a pastor, spiritualist, and elder, and she will contact you back at her earliest convenience. Also, Unlimited Joy, Dr. Joy, Master Psychic and Tarot Reader, can be found via her link in the Queen's Chamber of my website. And Santeria Priestess, see what one Orisha can do, can be found in the Queen's Chamber of my website, another one of my powerful godmothers and elders. Do show your support and your love. She is typically on probably as frequently as I am. And it's the easiest to reach of these three powerful readers. So do show your love and your support for See What Wana Risha Can Do. And also for Aminti Aniket, astrology master, astrologer, who can also be found via her temple radio archive player in the Queen's Chamber of my website. And also the Goddess Palace with Queen Goddess UK's Universal Opulence, keeping excellent sacred, guiding you back to you in a multitude of ways. You can find the Queen and the Goddess Palace via the Blog Talk Radio player in the Queen's Chamber of my website. And my very powerful sister, respected elder, Queen Ifama, the truth terrorist serving nothing but the butt naked truth here on Blog Talk Radio, also offering her original and handcrafted African jewelry and products in the Queen's Chamber of my website. You will also find Authentics and Goma Priestess, Gogo Nana Alana Omare, my very special sister priestess, role model, godmother, elder, and Sangoma, mother of many nations, Oshun priestess, Gogo Nana Alana Omare, goddess love light, lives one beat, drum beat at a time, and would like to assist you in living fully to your divine potential. And you can find her via her archive radio player in the Queen's Chamber of my website. You will also find Angelic, so one of my faithful, committed supporters and community members, offering handcrafted real soap from finest vegetable oils, totally vegan, and you can find her in the Queen's Chamber of my website. Excuse me. Remember to mention House of Divine Prince 15 for an automatic 15% reduction of price off your product. And she does specialize in special cleansing and ritual bath products. So do support Kalahat and Angelic Soap via the Queen's Chamber of my website. And Queen Felice Akushiwa Experience Nubian Jewels, an African-inspired and Egyptian-inspired cultural bazaar with essentials ranging from hair jewels, body adornments, to interior decor for a totally accessorized lifestyle for that special divine and royal treatment. Do let Queen Felice Akushiwa know that you heard about her and were referred to her via the Queen's Chamber of my website. Also, I want to always show reverence for my local support. Earth Odyssey, my favorite gemstone, crystal, mineral, fossil outlet here in the French Quarter of New Orleans. Earth Odyssey can be found at www.earthodysseynola.com. Do let Joy know this divine prince referred you. King and Queen Emporium International Body Oil, Burning Oil, Incense Candles, Resin, Charcoal, Shea Butter, Black Soap, Head to Toe Body Glaze, Shea Souffle, Buttercream, Handcrafted Jewelry by Bob Marley, Articles, T-shirts, Caps, Hats, Posters, Cultural Items, CDs and DVDs. And it is in the midst of one of our most, one of our most cultural, if you will, neighborhoods in the city. So please do take the time to support and show your love for King and Queen Emporium International off Bayou Road, 2500 Bayou Road at Dirigeant here in New Orleans, Louisiana, in the 7th quarter, I mean in the 7th ward. They can be found at www.kingandqueenemporium.com. And always, another of my godmother's faithful elders and community members and supporters, Priestess Miriam Shimani, founder and queen mother of Voodoo Spiritual Temple at 828 North Rampart in the French Quarter of New Orleans, Louisiana, right across from Congo Square. You can contact her at www.voodoospiritualtemple.org. She specializes in tours, tour buses, so please do always make an appointment to see the priestess Miriam Shimani. She's very popular, very well known. She's not very easy to walk in on. Also, show your love and support for one of my local supporters and community members, F&F Incorporated Spiritual Church Supply, Felix Figueroa, sprays, incense, talisman, floor wash, roots, herbs, baths, oils, waters, candles, scent, statues, perfumes, Santeria, Lacombe, Yoruba, Ifa. You can find Felix Figueroa and F&F Incorporated Spiritual Church Supplies at 801 North Broad Street here in the beautiful and enchanted city of New Orleans, Louisiana. For more information, contact me via my website. Show your love and your support for Garden District Shoe Repair at 3511 Magazine Street. Garden District Shoe Repair repairs and does all of my leather work. As we now try to go green and try to hold on to certain things that are already made, that are already in production, shoes, products, we want to have them fixed and we want to have them prepared and repaired. And I have them done at Garden District Shoe Repair, 3511 Magazine Street, New Orleans, Louisiana, 70115. And you can let them know that you were referred by the Divine Prince here on Blog Talk Radio. I will be forward momentarily with more of the Divine Prince live and in archive with you here at the Power Line, 12 noon U.S. Central Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio. I would like to humbly welcome each and every one of you for being present with me live in the Blog Talk Radio chat. Wapani, Divine Peace and Blessings. My youngest sister, Wapani. Spiritualist Catherine, Divine Joy and Prosperity. All of our special guests, respect and admiration. goddess mother of Orisha, one of my up-and-coming priestess, also long-time 30-year friendship. Welcome, divine greetings and salutations, Astro Mama. Welcome again to this squared circle of gods and goddesses. Humbly, I greet each and every one of you with divine greetings and salutations. And, of course, those present with me on the phone line, area code 678, in divine namaste, I bow to you humbly for your divine being and presence. For indeed, this is the World Wide Web. You could be anywhere at this time, on the internet, anywhere at this time, within your personal lives, on your job, in your household. So I'm always grateful, appreciative, respectful, and humble of each and every one of you and your time. 1 minute, 5 minutes, the whole 2 hours, whatever. I'm grateful for your divine being and presence and offering here with me on Blog Talk Radio. And I also ask humbly that you acknowledge the changes that Blog Talk Radio has made in the profiles and the system, and do click follow. Make sure that my profile is showing as unfollow. That will mean that you've clicked it appropriately and you are now following the Divine Prince. If you have followed, it should say unfollow. If you have not followed, it should say follow. So please do take the time to be sure to follow Divine Prince, House of Divine Prince, Psy Potions and Hoodoo Central here on Blog Talk Radio. Also, take the time to click the Facebook like button beneath the volume button on your profile. Take the time to tweet now or at any time that you visit the profile. Take the time to share at the over 336, I believe, social networks that are available via the little convenient share this button. Also, continue to support us by clicking on and at least investigating the advertisements. Today we have Shutterfly, we have some entertainers, we have TransUnion, and of course Amtrak is still running their Visit MyBlackJourney.com. Take the time to look, to investigate, to visit. It is a way of showing your support for the Divine Prince, House of the Divine Prince, Psy Potions, and Hoodoo Central here for the Power Lunch, live and in archive on Blog Talk Radio with you each and every day. Again, I am truly humbled and honored by your divine being and presence. Area code 718, area code 314, divine peace and blessings, joy and prosperity. This is a powerful day in this space and time, for indeed it's another day, another opportunity to keep moving forward, to keep fighting, to keep participating, to keep offering that hope, that offering, that service to your community, to yourselves, to each other, and ultimately to the world. I will be forward momentarily. All is indeed a blessing. Ashe. Unity and community. Again, I am humbled, honored, truly grateful for each and every one of your divine, God-like being and presence here and now in this divine moment in time, space with the Divine Prince, House of the Divine Prince, High Potions and Hoodoo Central, at high noon U.S. Central Standard Time here for the Power Lunch. Indeed, I am truly truly grateful. Area code 678, area code 314, and 314 again. I am honored. 718 as well for your presence. Astrology, Mother of Orisha, all of our and divine peace and blessings. I was on the cell phone at first, and for whatever reason, the call dropped. So I am back with you now. As soon as you can hear me, Divine, All Blessed, in the chat room, please do type in a number one and let me know that. Okay, thank you, Wapani. All is indeed a blessing. Again, I wanted to humbly thank each and every one of you for being present. Indeed, this is a powerful time in our universe, in our lives, in our nation, in our individual path and walk, if you will. This April 15, 2011, it is a starting point for many, ending point for others. And as we look at the astrological weather, the sun is now in Aries in the 10th house, the moon in Virgo in the 3rd house, that house of action and activity. Mercury in Aries in the 10th house. Venus in Pisces in the 9th house. Mars in Aries in the 10th house. Jupiter in Aries in the 10th house. Saturn in Libra and the fourth house, Uranus and Aries in the 10th house, Neptune and Pisces in the 9th house, and Pluto in Capricorn in the 7th house. And indeed, it is a time of great change and transformation, but also a time of great challenges as it relates to communication. Many of you know that we are in a lengthy Mercury retrograde from March 30th until April 23rd. We are also experiencing a time of a more moon void, of course, if you will, than I personally have ever seen within one cycle, within one 30-day period, within one month. Almost every day this month has a moon void, of course. Today we will have a moon void, of course, from 11:41 p.m. U.S. Central Standard Time until, I believe, 1:40 a.m. tomorrow, when the moon will then enter Virgo. And so on for Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, a great series of days of moon voids, of course, which will greatly affect people's ability to communicate openly, honestly, authentically, but also with any clear direction. We're already noticing, and there are those who are ready to talk, and I will be with you momentarily on the phone lines about some of the effects, if you will, of this change upon communication. And indeed, I must say now, on record, before moving forward, I will not be forced into making this a political show. I will not be forced into making this a religious show. I will not be forced into making this anything other than spirit, spirituality and religion. And indeed, we need and are all things and operate all spaces multidimensionally right here and right now in this divine moment. Many of you under the sound of my voice are working out, working through karmic law, past experience, future prosperity, and it's all happening right here, right now, in this divine moment. I will be 45 this year. I've seen a lot. I was around during the 70s. I was around during the time of the Black Panther Party and the free lunch program, and I can remember challenge. I can remember struggle. I can remember activity. I can remember revolution. It's still a fresh part of my experience. And it pains me, it fears me to see the legacy of many of these leaders trampled on with this excessive testosterone warring energy. And no true warrior, no true revolutionary can operate in anger. It's a law. It's a divine law. You cannot. Someone has to plan. Someone has to think. Someone has to direct. Someone has to produce. Someone has to make sure people are being fed, people are being given water, that the families are being taken care of. There are many aspects and layers to revolution for which we all play a powerful and important role. And for those of you who don't understand your history, the Haitian Revolution cannot be separated from New Orleans. New Orleans cannot be separated from Haitian voodoo. Voodoo cannot be separated from hoodoo. For those who don't understand, it was the hoodoo priest, the voodoo priest, at the very beginning, along with the revolutionaries, along with the soldiers who got that revolution moving forward. Understand this. All great nations, all great army had astrologers, had numerologists, had spiritualists, had high priests, had ministers operating with them. It's not just we're going to set out and we're going to do. And indeed, if you want to set out and do, set out and do. But we're not seeing anything being done but attack and counterattack, counter-revolutionary tactics. And today we're going to talk about that, and we're going to talk about many things. I'm going to go now to the phone line. Divine Peace and Blessings, your line is open. Are you with me, caller?
Oh, are you? Oh, I'm sorry.
Did you want to speak?
You know, I just called so I could listen. This is Astro Mama, and I couldn't listen on the other one. I might have pushed the number one by accident, but I'm really content to sit in the background and listen. You're fantastic. Thank you.
Well, all is indeed a blessing. We're truly grateful for your being with us.
Thank you. And how do I make it so that we're not on? Do you do that?
I can mute you, but you can press the number one so I won't keep thinking you have a question or a comment.
Okay.
All right. Peace and blessings.
Thank you. And I'm.
All is a blessing. All is a blessing, Queen. And indeed, I am truly honored and grateful for each and every one of your divine being and presence. Our phone lines are full, but you can still make an attempt to call in at area code 347-215-8967. If you do have a question, comment, or request, press the number one on your telephone keypad, and I will immediately respond to you today. This is a day that Spirit indeed wishes to speak. And I'm always open to the Spirit, to the movement of Spirit, to the connection to Spirit. And indeed, there are many powerful voices, powerful entities, powerful persons right now in this room, right now under the sound of my voice, who are confronted with and facing many of the same struggles that I am confronted with and facing. And we must not continue to operate in our isolation, if you will, in our individual realms of struggle, and begin to come together and connect and build true operative community as we move forward. There is much work to be done, far more work than any of us operating at 100%, 360 degrees, 24 hours a day can fulfill at this place and time. But know and understand that we cannot rewrite the past. We can only move forward. The past and the present operate right here and right now with us, and any misguided attempts to now sort of want to go back and do a redo, it's just not possible. We can only take who we are, which is everything in my understanding, in my vision, in my perception. We are and have all that we need right here, right now, in this divine moment in time to accomplish all that we wish to do, to move forward in divine peace, unity, community, and harmony to confront the challengers and the challenges that face our community. But we must be true. We must be authentic in our demonstration. In our demonstration. And a man with a whip, with a knife, with a gun, with a stranglehold on my process to evolution, my process to spiritual development, is nothing more than an overseer. You are still an agent and an operative of the oppressor. Plain and simple. And I will not be strong-armed into politics, into any other, into militarism, into religiousism, into any other ism other than that which operates in the realm of spirit. Of spirit, period. That doesn't lessen who you are. It doesn't make me better than. It doesn't make me less than. We all have a powerful role to fulfill right here, right now, in this divine moment. It's not that we are in disagreement. It's not that we are in misunderstanding. I understand your anger. I understand your pain. I know your rage. I live that pain. I live that rage. I live that anger each and every day. And because I'm not shouting, because I'm not spitting, because I'm not being aggressive, does not mean that that anger is not still just beneath the surface. But a God, a goddess, a spiritual being, an entity, knows how to function with some discipline, with some controls. And we will not continue to hear the lie of, I love my people, while you strong arm and you aggress and you yell. We will not, cannot. It's ineffective, no matter the profound nature of your truth. And understand, I'm going to create a lot of new words today because I'm just there. And Spirit is truly trying to run this train, and I'm trying to sort of keep some controls, illusionary or not. So I might create some new words today, but we got to understand that if indeed we are to survive, if indeed we are to confront all the things that we see as blocks to our forward motion and movement as a people, as a nation, as black people, as earthlings, we cannot undo the past. There will not be any absolute cleansing. It's just not going to happen. And what you're asking for is nuclear meltdown. What you're asking for is catastrophic destruction. But no man is going to survive. It ain't going to be we're going to eliminate Team A and Team B is then going to live peacefully and move forward. It's not going to happen. And the battles that we are fighting often right now are battles of the past. We're still trying to correct the past. And we cannot. This train has already left the station. We are already in motion. We are already moving forward in this cosmic, universal time space. And we have to deal with what we are confronted with right now, today, and move forward. If it's not effective, if it's not going to produce manifestation here and now in this time, space, and moment that we can all use to move forward, it's just ego. It's just vanity. Again, my live listening and calling number is area code 347-215-8967. And I'm going to answer, I guess, in according to the list that they appear. I've never had this many callers at one time. So bear with me. Area code 510. I believe this is Goddess Mother of Orisha. Your line is now open.
Peace and blessings. Your guess was right.
Divine, well, all blessings.
All blessings. This is going to be a powerful show this morning in lieu of that whole, you know, response to that very simple question you put up. It brought out the strong arm Starbucks drinking revolutionaries, and they spewed nothing but hate, and I addressed one of them, and I was attacked like nobody's business, but I held my ground with dignity because I had to. And it's amazing. Everything you said is relevant because I remember those days growing up in the 70s. I'm 45. The school lunch programs, I remember vividly going to meetings with family members, sitting on their laps in the middle of these meetings as a kid. And from what I remember, no one was hollering, "Kill Whitey." I didn't hear it. They talked about building the community, extending the free lunch program, protecting the women and the children and the elders.
But wait, Goddess.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not even really hearing, you know, Kill Whitey, those who were on Facebook, we know. That's what started the conversation.
That's exactly what started the conversation.
The question for those unfamiliar is, what would you attempt to do if you knew you could not fail? What would you attempt to do if you knew you could not fail? I am the divine prince, Ty Emeka. You all know this, have been. The basis of all that I do, say, think, and believe is all is indeed a blessing, and I operate from spirituality and religion. Even the innocent bystander, bypasser, you know, paid scanner, knows that that's the basis of where I'm coming from.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's a public question. You know, it's open to your response. You know, I'm not averse to the response. Nobody's responses were deleted. If anyone removed any post, they removed their own comments. As far as I can tell, no one has removed any comments.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't a, you know, it was not the Taliban, and I was not demanding that people be in agreement with me. But often, as I do, and my sister Wapani will tell you, I love the mind game. You know, not from child's play, but from the point of spirituality and religion, I love the mind's game. And I love the opportunity for people to truly say who they think they are and demonstrate who they truly believe that they are at any given time. And something else I want to throw in there that Goddess Mother Varisha made mention of is, if we're going to buy into that the CIA truly does own and operate Facebook, which for me personally, I want to go on record, I don't care. It doesn't matter.
Right on.
I'm not saying anything on Facebook, on Blog Talk, that I don't say every day, that I don't say in my personal lives, that I don't say on the phone, that I don't say on the cell, that I don't say in Jackson Square, that I don't say in the French Quarter, that I don't say in the wards. So I don't care. But understanding revolution, if indeed that is what's taking place, you don't get on Facebook and say, I have a truckload of bombs in my house.
Thank you.
I'm storehousing weaponry. You know, this is my plan. So when you come at me, you know, without the respect, without any love, you've already belied your position. You've already shown through your demonstration that this ain't about community. You know, I'm old enough to remember the Mau Mau. I know how the Mau Mau played out. The Mau Mau in Kenya during that revolution went after those blacks who were within the system that had power, that were preventing the revolution from moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not preventing the revolution from moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I'm trying to heal those. While you are out there fighting and coming back with injuries, somebody's got to do some healing. Somebody's got to help people to move beyond the injury.
That's right.
And this is my belief that what many healers in our community are attempting to do. Area code 314, your line is open.
Can you hear me?
Absolutely.
I just wanted to share... For me, the bottom line is when Buddha said, what we are today comes from our thoughts of yesterday, and our present thoughts build our life of tomorrow. Our life is the creation of our mind, says the Buddha.
Mm-hmm.
So wherever we are in our mind and in our thoughts and the things that we allow to constantly circulate in there, that's what we're going to produce. And if you're a peacemaker, I don't care what, quote-unquote, the white folks did I'm not even caught up in any of that. I don't, like you said, I don't want to make it political. I'm just trying to get across people need to change their mind. That vibration, if you put that vibration of love and peace out there, it will collect with others with love and peace, and the world can be healed.
Mm-hmm.
Area code 718, your line is now open.
Greetings, everyone. It's Aminti. And the question was, what could you do if you knew that you could not fail? You know, just not verbatim, but, you know, that was the question, right? And then if somebody goes and talks about white supremacy, and that shows you where their mindset is at. Because if someone's posing a question, what would you do if you knew that you could not fail doing it? And you talk about white supremacy, that shows that something's lacking inside yourself. Because
your
why would you think to talk about that?
So your suggestion is, why wouldn't your first thought be yourself and your
exactly.
people?
Exactly. I mean, is that not what I said? Like, why wouldn't your first thought, you know, I know my first thought, I said, oh, I'll fly too. And then I thought about it later and I came back with a true answer. And that's okay. But this person was banging about white supremacy. So you're creating that to be the control over you. Because I wasn't thinking about that, or none of us was thinking about that. Many of us was just like, hey, I will fly, or I would just do something that I know that I could not fail doing. What does white supremacy have to do with what I want to do?
Or I would do something helpful.
Indeed.
Let's simplify the question. One wish. So that's your brethren, that was your one wish. So now what?
Mm-hmm.
Now what? And that's my whole attitude presented in the analogy of nuclear holocaust.
Mm-hmm.
So you wipe out the other team, now what? And with what resources? And what do you get up and move forward with? Listen to my questioning. I'm not even disputing what you said. But what do you do after you do that?
Right.
So I suggested I would build temples of healing, you know, for my people, for those who seek healing. Excuse me. And I want to take the time to address something else. I'm a medicine man. I'm the voodoo priest, the hoodoo priest, the bokor. I'm about health, wellness, spirituality, and healing. So if I'm providing medicine, it's going to work for everybody. Everybody. So stop trying to curtail who wants to hear that, who wants to embrace that, who wants what I'm offering.
Yes.
If you don't want what I got, move forward. Do your thing. But why try and then offset those who clearly have demonstrated? And that's why I promote the profiles that we have on LivePersons, on King, and the groups, where we have our documented comments and ratings, the effectiveness of what we are doing. All the arguing and the combativeness within the community, within the family, within the circle, it transcends all bounds. We live, again, multi-dimensionally, intra-dimensionally, interdimensionally, and it transcends all bounds. You pollute the water for me, you pollute the water for yourself. You pollute the earth for me, you pollute the earth for yourself. So in moving forward, we got to focus on self. And self requires us to suspend or to move forward from anger. Anything, anybody can be angry, can be reactionary. Then what? Then what? And indeed, we understand pain. We understand trauma. No one more so than me. No one more so than Aminti. No one more so than the goddess. No one more so than Wapani. We get that. We get that. So who heals that? We can all be on the field throwing our lives off the cliff. Somebody has to be paramedic. Somebody has to be medic. Someone has to be healing in this process. I'm going to take just a momentary break. I'm going to give my callers who have
I'm
all blessed peace and love, serenity and tranquility, wisdom and understanding in this squared circle of gods and goddess here with the Divine Prince live and in archive at high noon U.S. Central Standard Time here on Blog Talk Radio. Indeed, all things can be overcome in spirit. All things can be battled in spirit. We fight not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness of this world, spiritual wickedness in high places. And I, the Divine Prince Tychicus Tariri, shall make known to you all things. And indeed, I am in full agreement with you, Goddess Mother of Orisha. None of this is above spirit change. And this is why governments first come for spirituality and religion. This is why the Nazis first came for spirituality and religion. This is why the Christians first came for, the Muslims first came for. Any conquering nation first seeks to attack spirituality and religion, for which is a futile effort, for it indeed is unknowable, uncontainable, uncontrollable. It lives on beyond me. It lives on beyond you. The words and the divine wisdom and understanding are already in our vibration, are already in our makeup, are already in our DNA process. So there is no killing this change. There is no killing this evolutionary, revolutionary, transformative power in our lives. Indeed, I see strong connections with the Taliban and Taliban-like organizations. And for me personally, it's my personal opinion, I've never associated the Taliban with Muslims. In fact, I've associated the Taliban with the United States government, with controlling powers, who indeed created and empowered the Taliban first in Afghanistan. And when I see this symbolism, particularly here in the Deep South, you know, many of these brothers walking around, you know, shaved heads, long Taliban beards, but are not wearing Muslim garments, don't know nothing about the Quran, are not even spiritual-minded. And it's more than just a trend. In fact, I associated more with gangland mentality and affiliation, fear and control, if you will. I like to watch a lot of reality TV. I like to watch a lot of the jail programs. And I know a lot of people personally who've been in and out of the system. And they're just like church, just like religions, just like organizations, just like cults. There's a look, there's a language, there's a vibration. And it has been accepted for whatever covert, ugly reason. It has been accepted and brought now into mainstream culture. Something else I wanted to quickly to hit on is the entertainment factor. We are on the World Wide Web, but its original design and creation was about entertainment. So there's a level of entertainment in all of this. Those of you who are concerned about your Blog Talk Radio following, who are concerned about your Facebook numbers, your business, getting your message out, your books, remember, we have to also think like corporate America. We have to also think like business people. We have to also think in terms of numbers. No community, no revolution was going to survive without resources. So to deny that it's a numbers game is a falsehood. To deny that it's not about entertainment is a falsehood. There are many people online saying what I'm saying, saying what you're saying, doing what you're doing on your show, on your site, on your webpage, just like commercialism, just like marketing. What sets one product out from another product? What sets one church ministry on TV out from the next church ministry on TV? Numbers, popularity, but also the meat and material of what's being taught and what's being given. Good or bad, fictional, illusionary, or reality, there's something always beneath the surface that people are latching on to. And my concern right now is we all can understand anger. We can all relate to anger. And that is being used as a tool, as a weapon of manipulation to guide people away from growing, developing, becoming spiritually, personally, individually, but also collectively in order to build any type of cohesive wellness community. Area code 314-718, both of your lines are now open. Aminti Wapani.
Yes, actually, I've never left the line. Should I push the button?
No, you should have pushed one if you didn't have anything more you want to say.
I'm sorry, I'll do that now.
Okay, all is a blessing. Aminti, 718, are you with me? I'm not hearing you, but your hand is raised and your mic is open. Okay. Goddess, Mother of Orisha.
I'm here.
Divine, all blessings.
Divine, all blessings. I just wanted to say, I guess, a few things. I'm not going to take up too much time because I know there's a time constraint. Everything you're saying is totally and completely and exactly true, and I'm agreeing with you 100%. But I wanted to ask you, and I'm pretty sure I know the answer, but I just want to make this clear. How do we, as spiritualists, I won't say confront, but how do we as a collective try to inform these people who don't want the knowledge? Do we just put it out there and hope they pick it up? Because I don't think we should strong arm them like they're doing to everyone else. How do we do that? How do we get this across? Because I don't want to do it commando style, because that's just wrong in all ways. How do we get them to an understanding so they can see that doing exactly what the oppressor does just feeds more poison to this planet? How do we make them understand? I shouldn't say convince. How do we make them understand that truth?
I think always is a blessing. And then number two, it's about demonstration.
Okay.
It's about how we respond, how we interact in any given station. We know little sayings like it takes two to tango and it takes two to argue. excuse me. So you have to be on your square. You have to be true and authentic to who you are at any given time and moment. Seen and unseen, you know, when you know you're being watched and when you're not being watched, because you never know when you're being challenged. Is this humanity? Is this jinn? Is this a spirit? Is this a person with a need, with a block, with an issue, or is something else greater being challenged? Also, too, and again, I say this a lot, if we are indeed about "quote unquote," our people, then we have to have some understanding of the trauma, of the abuse, of where we are emotionally, spiritually, intellectually, as a people. And I often use metaphors to make things make sense. We are sick, if you will. We are unhealed in our anger, So I find that, for me, when I was in my anger, when I was in my depression, I could not hear. No matter what you said, I just couldn't hear. We have those out there who are depressed, who are seriously suffering depression. You can't say get up, move around, take a shower, go for a walk, write in your journal, exercise, do some yoga, do some things that can move that energy around, because when we're in that place, we are just not trying to hear. And I'm speaking from experience. I don't care how well you tell it. I don't care what language you speak it in. People are just not going to hear it. Now, having said that, we still all have to function. We all still have to be here and deal with each other. And I go through great lengths not to give in to lower nature, to animal nature, to reactionary nature, to emotional nature. And again, some of this is just as a result of their own anger, depression, trying to make sense of their own world. But some of it is very calculated. We know that you're sick. We know that a little bit of emotion, a little bit of anger might knock you off your square, might move you off point. Also, too, again, tying back, I think a lot of this has to do with the industrial complex and the prison system. And a lot of this, we're going to jump you into our gang, into our religion, into our way of understanding. You're just going to do it. We don't care what you think about it. Many of these prison systems have a race-based system nature. Races don't mix. You don't share the same toilet. You don't share the same space. You know, and then our brothers who are allowing themselves to go into this system in larger numbers are then bringing that culture, if you will, back out into the street, into revolutionary movements, into conscious movements, into hip-hop, into the music, into the normal neighborhood structure. Spirituals Catherine, I'm looking at your comment. Is the sound on? Are people hearing? Is there an issue with the sound? Let me... Amenta, your line is open. Are you there? Goddess Mother of Orisha, your line is open. Are you there?
I can hear you. I can hear you on...
Your line is there. Open. Are you there?
I'm here.
Area code 314-313. Your hand is raised. Did you have a comment?
Yeah, actually I did.
Okay, go ahead.
The question earlier was, how do you help raise the consciousness of those who just don't want to be raised? I mean, I'm paraphrasing.
Mm-hmm.
But what I have learned for myself, and I can give you specific examples, there's just a vibration of gossip and hatred on my job, and it's pervading everything. Mm-hmm. And what I've learned to do is when somebody comes at me with all of that energy, I look at them, complete love, block that out, smile at them, and not respond, period. And I've learned from doing that on this job for 6 years, those people who would have looked at me in hatred and craziness when I first got there after some years have completely turned around. So I really believe it's about the energy that you exude, and if you can help one, that next person can help the next person. And it's what you said. It's not being reactionary. It's just allowing that negative energy to flow through you so it can keep moving, and then put out your own vibration and be willing to stick to it even when everything in you wants to call them a female dog, everything else. You don't do it. Don't do it. Just let it pass through and respond in love. Period.
I think that's very important. Again, Rupani just reemphasized it's about your demonstration. And particularly for those of us spiritualists, authors, whatever your title, whatever position, you're in the public eye, we're always being examined, always being watched. Your next client, your next customer, the next person who might join your movement, the next person who might read your book, is watching your demonstration. Not only your positive, but your negative. Not only what you're giving, what you're offering, you know, when you feel you're in control, but also how you respond when you may not necessarily be in control, when you may be confronted within the moment. So I think it's very important that we re-examine, reuse that word. This is a profoundly utilized word in the conscious community of the past. We need to bring that back. We need to restart reusing that word in every understanding of demonstration. Goddess Mother Orisha, did you have a comment?
No.
Okay. Amenti, did you have a comment? Okay, I'm going to take just a brief intermission. I will be forward momentarily. Again, I'm truly honored and grateful for each and every one of your divine presence and being. Amenti Astrology, Kalahat, Diop 214, Goddess, Mother of Orisha, Spiritus Catherine Rapani, all of our special guests, those who have come and gone, 1 minute, 5 minutes, the whole 2 hours, I'm still humbled, honored, respectful of your divine presence here with the Divine Prince, House of the Divine Prince, Thai Potions and Hulu Central, and all six of our phone callers. I am indeed honored by your presence. Again, if you have a question, comment, or request, do press the number 1 on your telephone keypad. I will attend to you right after this brief intermission. All is indeed a blessing. Ashe. divine all blessed peace and love, joy and prosperity, Hotep, to each and every one of you under the sound of my voice. I salam alaikum, I keem. All of our phone listeners, we are greatly honored and appreciative of your being present here with the Divine Prince, House of the Divine Prince, Thai Potions and Hoodoo Central at 12 noon U.S. Central Standard Time for the Power Lunch. Area code 646, area code 312, area code 918, area code 678, area code 510, area code 314, area code 718. Again, I am honored by your divine being and presence. And, of course, all of you who are present with us in the chat, Spiritualist Catherine Wapani, all of our special guests, Goddess Mother of Orisha, Kalahat Amenti Astrology, I am honored by your presence. Those who are listening via the remote player, do continue to show your love and your support by listening through Facebook, through MySpace, Hi5, my website, wherever you may be listening through the archive players. I am truly honored and grateful for your support. Do continue to click the follow button on my profile. Be sure that you are following. The system has been changed, so be sure that you are now clicking follow and are following the show. Do take the time to support by clicking on the more than 335 social networks available in the share this for the show during broadcast or any other time of day or night that you might be visiting and may have the time. Please do so. Do tweet, do click Facebook, like on my Blog Talk Radio profile. I am truly honored and appreciative by your efforts. Everyone is not always able to send a donation. Everyone is not always able to call me on Keen or on Live Persons, but you can help to market the show, to expand our squared circle of gods and goddess, and also take the time to recognize and investigate the sponsors as they are placed on the show by clicking on H&R Block, by clicking on the Amtrak, by going to myblackjourney.com. Again, you do show your support for the Divine Prince House of the Divine Prince, Thai Potions and Hoodoo Central, being here with you, present each and every day, live and in archive on Blog Talk Radio. Feel free to link up with me on Facebook at www.facebook.com/thedivineprince and on YouTube at youtube.com/voodoo Thai. And of course, all of those links can be found via my Facebook or my website or by sending me a message here in Blog Talk Radio. Area code 718, Amenti, that's you. Did you have a question or comment?
Oh, yeah, I did have a question for you.
Sure.
I wanted to know exactly what is the definition of hoodoo.
Hoodoo, first of all, there's some confusion with the origin of the word.
Uh-huh.
Some say the origins can be of the word itself, specifically can be traced back to West Africa. Others have even suggested other world religions. Now, historically, when we look at hoodoo, again, you hear me repeat over and over, we cannot be separated from our experience. The Middle Passage, the slave enslavement of our people, the slave market and industry was a pan-African experience. It was not specific to one people, one place, to just men, to just women, to just children. It was a pan-African experience. So as we were forced into these ships through the Middle Passage, these religions, these languages, these traditions begin to mix. Some of them were forced into complete isolation and then into oblivion through the oppressive regimes that enslaved us, not allowing us to drum, not allowing us to gather publicly, not allowing us to perform in any religious empowering way publicly, caused many of these paths to go underground. Even Christianity was not allowed at some point in slavery by the slave to participate in and to be a part of. And that changed, that evolved over time. So during this mixing, if you will. Certain religions, certain practices settled in to certain communities. And certain things played a key role. Weather, geography. There's a reason that Gullah Island survived and still survives to this day off the coast of South Carolina because it's on an island and it was isolated and they were allowed to maintain a certain level of their practice. Another place where this was historically able to take place, all the right elements came together, is New Orleans. Now there's a commercial conflict over the names because people are only counting the dollar. They're looking at markets. So there's a commercial effort to separate not just hoodoo from voodoo from Obeah, but all ATR-based religions from each other. Well, you're not this, we're not that. You're not doing this ceremony, so you can't possibly be legit. You're not doing that, so it can't. And the fact of the matter is, historically, it's a fact. It's not an illusion. It's not a myth. Both voodoo and hoodoo coexisted in New Orleans. Hoodoo, to some degree, became a more commercialized form of voodoo. Some say just the word hoodoo was a corruption of voodoo, but we know for a fact that there was more to the word hoodoo than just folks not knowing how to say voodoo and hoodoo becoming a cover for. Also, people often speak of the use of Orisha as being the separating factor. But that's not the separating factor. We've always had both Orisha and Lawa in New Orleans because New Orleans has always been a port, a major port. Even before America was America, we had ships coming in here from all over the world, particularly from the Caribbean, particularly from Haiti, particularly from Jamaica, particularly from all these places that we now associate Obeah with. But to say that and to assume that the Caribbean influence did not make its way into the American South, did not make its way into New Orleans, it's just not factual. And people just don't know the history. So to separate voodoo from hoodoo, I would say is that hoodoo tends to be a little bit more magically oriented. Voodoo tends to be more religious in that they have public rituals, ceremonies, rah-rahs, festivals, they acknowledge holidays. But there's also that private hoodoo room aspect to voodoo, which is the Baji. The Baji is the working room within the Ofan, within the voodoo temple, where all the inner workings go on. And it has all the same things that the hoodoo room has. So if you lived in a place in the Americas, whether through isolation or geography, you were able to have public demonstration. Those are the places where voodoo survived and flourished and evolved, Santeria, Lokomi, all those paths.
Mm-hmm.
Hoodoo is only specific in that we had much tighter controls here in the South. Even in New Orleans, it may have been the most liberal aspect of the South, but we still had controls. We still were forced to the levees. We still were forced into the bayou, to certain areas, to Congo Square to perform. You couldn't perform in the quarter, which at that time was New Orleans proper. So we were allowed to do our thing at Congo Square. And this is how these separations, artificial separations, but separations, albeit, begin to manifest. And if you've ever been here to New Orleans, if you've ever visited the historic French Market, you will find Jamaicans, Haitians, Caribbeans, Asians, Nigerians, Ghanaians, you will find them all, historically, since the beginnings of New Orleans, there. So if you were a voodoo practitioner, a hoodoo practitioner, and you went to the market, you might buy something from a Nigerian. You might buy something from Igbo. You might buy something from a Yoruba. You might be buying something from someone of another path. And this city is unique to that sort of mixing. Another place, but I think in a more modern context that's unique to that mixing, is New York. Voodoo is alive in New York. Ifa is alive in New York. Yoruba, Santeria, because all those people are there. You can find all those ethnicities there. So, again, I think that battle, just like the counter-revolutionary battle, just like the media, just like all these voices, are really just to sort of bring about the struggle, the dichotomy, to carve out their niche in the market, their stake in the market. I'm not threatened by Santeria. I support Santeria. I'm not threatened by black Christian churches. Do your thing. I'm not threatened by Islam. I support them. They should have a space. They should be allowed to do what they do. Let me do what I do in peace, in harmony. We are not all from the same tribe. Mother Africa birthed many nations, many people, many traditions. We are not all from the same tribe. We don't have to all serve the same God. I don't have to tell you how low your neckline should be, how high your skirt line should be. I don't have to tell you what you can and cannot eat. I'm going to do me. Do you. Don't do me. Do you. Don't do me. And we've got to get that understanding. That's the only way we're going to move forward. So the question is asked, okay, so how do we do that? We first got to be clear for ourselves about what you're practicing. We say we're Christian, we're Muslim, we're 5%er, we're New Wapu, we're New Wabi, and we say, but it's all in your demonstration. I support Dr. York for what I know of Dr. York. This new thing, I don't know what y'all are talking about. I'm 45 years old. I was alive when Dr. York was on the street. I was alive when you could get those colorful, cartoon-like books, magazines that drop profound math, wisdom, and science. I was old enough to remember that. I'm old enough to remember the Ansuru in all white who introduced incense and oil to the black community. I'm old enough to remember that. And these people were not strong-arming anybody. They were not beating up their own community. They were not making enemies of various other sects because they understood, as I understood, that if we are all to survive, I've got to support you, you've got to support me. It just is. You ain't got to believe me. Math can't be tampered with. Math cannot be played with. You are killing yourselves in great number. Black man, black woman, you're killing each other, sisters, brothers, cousins, friends. What I say is irrelevant. It's irrelevant. The truth is, the demonstration is. And if you're all standing on something, start at home. Start at home. I don't care what you feel about the FOI. They showed you how to do it. They had that neighborhood in Chicago locked down. They had that neighborhood in D.C. locked down. It could be done. I don't care what your movement is. I don't care what your choice of religion is. I don't care what your path is. I'm not here to interfere in that in any way, in any way. I'm a pan-African spiritualist. I won't be coerced into politics. I won't be coerced into religion. I won't be coerced into gangland thinking and understanding. I won't be coerced into militarism. None of that. None of that. None of that. I'm not new. I didn't just fall off the turnip truck yesterday. Many of these connections, both here in this circle and outside of this circle, have known me for decades, good and bad. Good and bad and indifferent. So I'm not here to prove anything to anybody. I'm not here to control. I'm not here to build some ego-based idol to myself. I'm not here to hear the sound of my voice. Wapani is my sister. She'll tell you, I'm not going to talk just to hear the sound of my voice. That's just never been me. At some point, I'm going to shut up. I'm going to stop talking. I'm going to put on music. I'm going to move forward and do the things that God and Goddess has instilled in me to do. I have a journey I must fulfill. Doesn't matter what you think, feel, say, believe, or do. Irregardless, those who get it, who appreciate it, who understand it, I am here for you. I am with you in your endeavors. And if you're curious about that, ask them. Ask them. They'll tell you. Just ask them. Don't ignore what I'm saying. Ask the people around me. When I posted on my page on Facebook that I stood with powerful goddesses and queens before me, I meant that. People, well, who's your godmother? Who's your godfather? Who were you initiated by? Who was your preacher? Who was your pastor? What imam did you? You know, I don't have time to answer all of those questions. They're right there. Ask those people. Ask them who I am. How do you know the Divine Prince? What's your connection? Ask. Somebody sent my sister an email, asked if I was a man or a woman the other day. I'm not the least bit offended. Not the least bit. All is a blessing in the bosom of the goddess. I'm not the least bit offended. And if you see my mother, my grandmother, my ancestors, my goddesses, my priestesses, my elders shining through, I have no shame. Humbly, respectfully, no shame. But if you can't see, if you can't read Divine Prince, I can't help you there. I just can't. The game is already in motion. So when you come, however you're coming, be authentic in your coming. Your behavior, your demonstration will show and prove who indeed you truly are. You don't have to browbeat me about how revolutionary you are. You don't have to browbeat me about community. We should be able to see that. That should be self-evident. People should be, oh, yeah, that brother paid my gas bill, paid my phone bill, paid my rent, helped me get my children's books for the school season while your ass was in jail, while your ass was out hanging with the homies, the homeboys, talking revolution. We must begin to demonstrate who and who and what we truly are right here and now in this divine moment. And whether you accept that challenge or not, whether you accept that call or not, it is. It already is. I don't care if you're just beginning on your path, if you're midway your path, if you're an elder, what you truly believe and understand is evident. Already evident in your demonstration. So you don't have to convince me, El, Muhammad, Rasta, whomever you might be. You ain't got to convince me. It's in your demonstration. And I'm not here asking for your control, for your domination, for your overseeing. It's not necessary to your growth, to my growth, to our coming together, to our moving forward. It's just a distraction. It's just a distraction. And another play in the present game that we are all caught up in. Involuntary or voluntary, active or not active. We are all pawns or tools in this game, right here and right now, in this divine moment in time space. Come for me. Come for my life, but know that my words will live on, my spirit will live on, this ministry will live on, and the basis for which I stand is already out there. You're already 40 years behind. It's already out there. It's already people who know what I am, who know what I teach, who know what I stand on, and are going to carry it forward. I'm going to take just a short intermission, and I do mean short. So, Aminti, lower your hand unless you want me to come back to you on the phone lines right after this song. All is indeed a blessing if we could just see beyond the veils. Ashe. Goddess, Mother of Orisha, Spiritualist, Catherine, and of course, Wapani, Divine, All Blessed to each and every one of you. Area code 510. Okay, we have 4 minutes. 4 minutes. I'm going to do a sweep of the phone lines. 510, your hand is raised. Peace and blessings.
Yes, peace and blessings. I just wanted to say, I want everyone to know, and you, Divine Prince, that I am with everyone in this moving forward stage of the ministry, and just period. Whatever I need to do, I'm going to help move this forward, whether it's conditioning my mind, conditioning my body physically so I can be there to heal others, because I can't heal anyone if I'm not fit mentally and physically. So I just wanted to put that out there, because that is extremely, you know, vital to what we're doing. And I'm not going to say struggle. I'm going to say our moving forward in what
Absolutely.
We're doing.
Dr. Joy, one of my godmothers and mentors here locally, told me the summer before Hurricane Katrina, I don't do struggle. It was one of the harshest things that I had heard in my life, considering what I was faced with at that time, and it completely changed my life. And today, indeed, I do not do struggle. I only do choices, solutions, and options. And indeed, as long as you're breathing, as long as you're alive, there's a choice, there's an option, and there's a solution still to be worked. Area code 718, did you have another question or comment?
No, I just wanted to share that I've been studying Obatala, and I'm going to make a space for him soon.
Obatala will help you to get your head right. Obatala governs the head, indeed. That wasn't a personal statement. He indeed governs the head, and he will help you to get your head right. Help you to find that peace, that serenity, that tranquility, but also be able to access your power, your strength, your aggression in proportion when it's necessary, when it's needed. Many of us are just sort of acting out, just acting out. I'm angry, and that's all I can see. I'm in a blind rage, and they're not utilizing the presence and the purpose of that energy for its intended purpose. Sister just asked, then what are emotions? What are the emotions to help us to feel, to empathize, to sympathize? It's a radar. It's a part of our psychic, spiritual, empathic senses. It's our ability to learn things through experience, identify that thing when we see it, when we feel it, not only in ourselves and others, and then to be able to take some action. That is the purpose of emotions, not to control, not to lead, but to provide information for making a decisive move. I have 60 seconds. Again, I am humbled, appreciative. I bow to each and every one of you and your divine being and presence. Area code 646, you waited till the last minute. I got like 20 seconds now. I'm gratefully appreciative, though, for your being with me on the phone lines, and ask that each and every one of you would join me here Monday at high noon U.S. Central Standard Time here on the Power Lunch on Blog Talk Radio with the Divine Prince, House of the Divine Prince, Thai Potions, and Hoodoo Central. All is indeed a blessing. Ashe. Music until the last person hangs up.
Now I know that the chosen are few. There's no mountain I can climb, though the valley is so wide. I'll be always driving consciously through. So someday I'll find somewhere I can be free. Who lives with love? Thank you.
Mama, Thank you. como membra huyago papa lo como membra venati babe molesti bueno bata la wama fini boca pono la bonye va aider nous.
Thank you. cada hora rey señi lobo. Mariwo que le se o tu ayer son y le bodo. Yema ya en male ye. Adendere o ni lo yu yema ya adendere a bo. Emi soro se le bio can y ya emi adendere fue fue. Adendere ayaba. A chamadima o chamadima ruma y para fumo lo yu. Y guardar agua na ye un ele. Sawe de boro ni osi, sawe de boro lo dumare. Yema ya agua la agua, agua la agua, agua la agua la agua la agua la agua. Yeinle yelo do, y yeinle yelo do ni wo. Bobo unawe, ni aboyo yema ya o.
Yeah.
alu won ti yango sogo alu bon ya e ati bon lek bakre le katawuloa katawuloa ki ma ke wa welo
ya alu ti yango e Oh, I don't.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.